We didn't get to learn on Sunday, so let's remind ourselves what this whole parak was about. Again, we're still battling the philosophers, right? That's the Maharal's. The Maharal is very interested in convincing us that a person who is nothing other than an intellect, a person who is academic by nature and acquires a lot of knowledge, is not a person who acquires nitzchias. That is not the ticket to eternity. It's a stepping stone to eternity. As again we described, Zra'im Moed, Nashim Nezikim, Kodshim Taros. Right? And we explained that Kodshim is Chochmah. It's a very, very high level, but it has to make that last connection to Taros, which we explained last time is really synonymous with Dveikus. And in a certain sense, we explained last time how Yiras Shamayim allows for even more perfect Dveikus than Ahava. Because when there's Ahava, I'm still trying to connect in a particular way. As opposed to the total surrender and the absolute connection of dveikus that is achieved through yira. Okay, so that's what we're going to focus on tonight. We're going to finish up this parak, Kamirtz Hashem, by describing how Yiras Shamayim is a critical component to make our Torah worthwhile. And if I don't have Yiras Shamayim, then what's the point of all my learning? Umi sheyesh bo chachma ve'ein bo Yiras Shamayim hu yoser ra. All right, so you'll think. If I have to make a choice, I could be utterly ignorant and not be God-fearing, or I could be very smart but not God-fearing. So you think, okay, let me at least be smart. Let me at least reach the level of Chachma, even if I don't have Yiras Shamayim. Says the Maharal, that's a mistaken way of thinking. Because if you have Chachma, if you have that power, that energy that comes from Chachma, and you don't see that as being connected to Hashem, so it's like a weapon in your hand. A person who has Chachma without Yiras Shamayim is Yosera. Is in fact worse than a person who simply doesn't have any knowledge at all. Shachochma hi siba lehefsid, kasher makir boro ve'enu yari mipanov. Because what happens, and again, I've seen it countless times, and I'm sure we've all seen it countless times, the person who's too smart for their own good, and that brilliance becomes one of their impediments to be able to believe in God. Some of my smartest students over the years were the biggest apikorsim, the biggest kofrim, Rachmana Litzlan. They didn't know how, they were so smart, they had it all worked out, or so they thought. You know, I always remind them, I said, like, you think you're smarter than the Vilna Gaon? I'm saying, even in Teva, even in the natural sciences, you think you know more than the Vilna Gaon? You think you know more than some of the great, you know, great minds at the Rambam, you're smarter than the Rambam. I mean, you could be really smart and still be a believing Jew. But God forbid, unfortunately, what happens sometimes, a person who acquires Chachma, it actually becomes their downfall. Because Chachma without Yiras Shamayim is a person saying, I'm going to rob the king. V'davar zeh mevu'ar b'makomos harbe b'divrei chacham. We have many ma'amari chazal that emphasize this point. I'll just give you a couple. For example, you have a Gemara in Maseches Yoma that says that if a person uses Torah properly, it becomes a sam hachayim. It becomes an elixir of life. It becomes a potion, a healing potion. If God forbid a person learns Torah lo lishma, uses the Torah improperly, he doesn't use it in order to practice it, to live it, so then it becomes to him nasis lo sam misa. It becomes literally a poison. The Gemara in Shabbos says a very similar thing on Daf Pei Ches. Or how about the Gemara in Brachos Yud Zayin Amud Aleph? The Gemara says a person who learns Torah shalo lishma, it would be better noach lo shalo nivra. It would be better not to have been born. That's pretty harsh. Now again, the question, of course, is, you know, mitoch shalo lishma ba lishma. So Tosfos on Daf Yud Zayin and Brachos works that out and says there's different levels of lo lishma, which I think we spoke about in the past, right? But the thought that just acquiring Torah knowledge, forget philosophy, stam, you know, Aristotle and Socrates, stam acquiring Torah knowledge, if it doesn't make me a better Jew, then what's the point of all of it? If it doesn't allow me to connect better to Hashem, then I'm just taking Hashem's wisdom and I'm moving it away from God. That's such a perversion. You understand why that's worse than the person who's ignorant, who doesn't know anything. V'hadas nosein. V'hadas nosein ki mi sheyesh bo chachma. Ve'ein bo yira shamayim. Harei yesh lo hefrish ve'hevdil min Hashem yisbach. A person who has wisdom but doesn't have yira shamayim, by definition, is going to become distant from God. He's going to become far from Hashem. Why? Because he has the potential. Whenever there's potential to do something and it's misused or it's lost, so that's not like a neutral, you know, result. That's a negative result. when you have the opportunity to do something positive and you miss out on that opportunity, Chazal see that as a failure. It's not that, okay, too bad, you missed out on a good opportunity. You have the Chachma, which allows you to reach towards Das now, to reach towards that sixth and final level that we were describing. And you stopped at Chachma. In other words, you took the wisdom of Hashem and you didn't connect it to Hashem. You were Roy, Achashar Roy, Lios Lod Vekasbo. You were in position. You were mamish there. You were at the doorway. You know, it's a big difference. Imagine a person, just think a simple mashal, a person who is, you know, many miles from the palace, right? And gets a call from the king. And the king says, I want you to come visit me. So he says to the king, you know, it's not so simple. I'm very far away. The king says, I understand. You're far away. I was hoping you'd make the trip, but I understand if you can't. Now imagine a guy is standing at the threshold of the palace. And his cell phone rings and he picks up. It's the king. The king says, I want to know if you can come visit me. Yeah, I don't know. It seems like it's too much. Too much. I can see you from my window. I know you're standing right outside. How can you say that's too much? So a person who's mamish, holding by, you know, that world of Zra'im, so to speak, of the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, he's at the entrance, the way we describe Zra'im as sort of the lowest level of the three levels, which are six, that we describe Yeshirim. So such a person, if he doesn't come close to the king, we could, you know, there's more understandable. But someone who's achieved the level of Chachma, he's on level 5 and he stops, he doesn't go to level 6, he doesn't want to make that last connection. That's so insulting, kivyachol, to Hashem. Avalim ein bo chachma v'holich achar yitzro, hinehu nifrad min Hashem yisbarach, kasher yesh lo richok ba'atzmo min Hashem yisbarach. So meaning a person who's not holding by any of this, a person who's still trapped in the Yitzhari, is a person who's involved in Gashmias. So such a person, by definition, is far from Hashem. Aval zeh sheroi mitzad hachachma. But this person who understands that there's the world of ideas is so much more meaningful than the world of things, right? He's more interested in knowledge than he is in driving a fancy car. So he already shows a certain depth of understanding of the purpose of life, but he stops short of being davuk to Hashem. He's within range of being of having that kirvas elokus, of being close to Hashem, v'hu sar meito, but he holds himself back and he doesn't make that connection. That's the worst. He's mamish there. He's outside the palace and he doesn't come in. I don't need to explain any further. By the way, just to talk for a second about Elul. I mean, the whole idea of tshuva and Elul, the mashal of the Baal Tanya, the king in the field, right? The king who comes to visit you, so to speak. It's chaval to miss out on such an opportunity. When Hashem is at your doorway and you don't even open the door for the king, let alone go to visit the king. But if the king is knocking on your door, you're too lazy to open the door. I mean, that's the tragedy of Shir HaShirim, right? Getting up too late to open the door. Part of what we're fixing during the Ilah on a certain level. Getting to the door in time and making sure that we get the king and ourselves into the Yichud room, so to speak, and lock the door behind us. But again, a person who's in position to be close to Hashem, he has the Chachma but doesn't have the Dveikus, the Yir HaShemayim, that's a massive tragedy. That's a terrible loss of potential. The Gemara says further, what's it like? Lamahu doma, what is it comparable to? Legizbar shenimsru biyado maftechos hapnimios, velo nimsru biyado maftechos hachitzonos. It's like a person who has the keys to the inner door, but doesn't have the key to the outer door. How chaval is that? He wants to be able to go to the innermost room, and he's got the keys to that. But he can't get through the outside door. He can't get through the most basic security check that he's stuck on the outside. Explains the Maharal, Bir Zeh, Ki mi she'ein bo yir ha-shamayim, harehu nifrad v'nivdal min Hashem yizbarach. Without yir ha-shamayim, you don't have the key to even approach Hashem. And you've chosen to be far from Hashem. You locked yourself out. V'achar shu nifrad v'nivdal mi'ito, ma madrega al yona pnimes yikna. So in what sense has he acquired a high level? Again, it's that's the irony of this mashal, right? He's got the inner keys, he's got the wisdom, but he doesn't have the way to do anything with it. So what's it all worth? He locked himself out because he doesn't have Yir HaShamayim. That's a terrible tragedy. Shachochma yikna al yada madrega al yona pnimis va'acher sheyesh lo richok mimenu yizbarach ma yikna. Because again, the wisdom that he's acquired is, so to speak, the inner track of reality, but he can't get close to Hashem. And that's his own fault. So he's like a person who has the inner keys to the inner rooms, but he doesn't have access to the outer door. Ki kasher ein bo yira shamayim, harehu misrachik min Hashem yizbarach legamri. Because again, without yira shamayim, you're missing the most basic thing. What does Hashem ask from us? Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz mi yira shamayim. It's the one thing you can give Hashem, so to speak. And if you don't have that, then there's nothing more to talk about in the relationship. But Hashem, I have so many ideas. I know Shas. I could go through the Shakla Vataria. I could tell you what's in your Torah. Hashem says, but you don't respect me. You're not interested in a relationship. You study those ideas for your own knowledge, for your own whatever self-interest you have, for your own kavod, I don't know, whatever your low lishma is. But chaval, that such a person ain lo haschala lichnos. He can't even open the door. And again, therefore, what good is all of the chachma that he's acquired? Another mashal. The Gemara says, Machis Rabbi Yanai declared, Chaval al deles lebesa vitara lebesa avid. Chaval for the person who has not a house, the les lebesa, he doesn't have a house, vitara lebesa avid, but he made a gateway to his house. In other words, this fellow has like a nice doorway, but when you walk through the door, there's nothing on the other side. He has a nice gate. He has a nice entranceway. Right? He put up a nice fence around his property, but there's no house to live in. It's an empty field. Peirush ki yirah shamayim oselo bayis etzel Hashem yisbarach. When a person, what, has yirah shamayim, so then he's able to build a house with Hashem, for Hashem, with Hashem. The whole notion of what, of making a mishkan to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu a place is sort of this inyan. It's recognizing that Hashem is entitled to the house, right? And when I have a house, when I have Yirah Shamayim, when I acknowledge a creator, then I can build him a house. And by extension, I have a house, so to speak. I have a place. Shal yidei yira hu im Hashem yisbarach. There's somewhere for me and Hashem to live together. Visham beiso mishkano. And that's a place to dwell. But what happens, again, says Rabbi Yanai, chaval. For a person who doesn't have a house and he has a nice gate to the house. The gate to the house is the wisdom that he has. But he has nowhere to put it. Again, it's very similar to the other mashal that we learned in the Gemara. The person who gathers all of that grain into the storehouse. He puts all of his wheat into the granary, into the silo. And he says to him, did you put the preservative in? Oh, I forgot the preservative. Then you're wasting your time. You slept all that grain around. You slept all that wheat for nothing. It's all going to rot. It's all going to spoil. It's very interesting, this relationship between Yirah Shamayim and having a bias. Can anyone think of a place where someone is rewarded with a bias for having Yirah Shamayim, for having Yirah Hashem? Think of an example. Who was given a bias as a reward for Yirah Hashem? Mamash Apostle and Chumash. Yeah, Yaakov, you got it? Let's hear.
By his mother and sister.
That's right, the Mialdos. That's right. It says in Shmos Perak Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayehi, right? They were told by power to kill the baby boys. When you see the women on the birthing stools, you should kill them. And they didn't, right? They respected Hashem. They didn't do it. And the Pasuk says, very interesting, Vayehi ki yaru ha-miyaldos es Elokim, because the Mialdos feared Hashem, Vayas lahem batim, Hashem made them houses. Right, Rashi says about the kahuna, about the levia, about the malchus. But it's very interesting, this relationship between a house and Yirah Shamayim. So again, a person who has all the wisdom, he's got all the books, and he wants to put them somewhere, right? But he doesn't have a bookshelf. He wants to walk in, but there's nowhere to walk into, because he's been locked out of the palace. Hashem doesn't have a relationship with him. So on the one hand, he's a very impressive person, but on the other hand, he's a very tragic person. Because all of his knowledge is mibachutz, it's left on the outside. Ki Hashem yisbarach hu makom mubayis lakol. Again, Hashem, we call Hashem makom. Hashem is the house of everyone. Hashem is the place of everyone. Hanimtzaim asher heim dveikim bo yisbarach. Hashem is the bias to all who are found by Hashem. If you cling to Hashem, you, so to speak, build a house with Hashem, right? I mean, the whole idea of building a bias, we talk about, you know, a marriage. The opening Mishnah of Maseches Yoma talks about the Kohen Gadol making sure that what he has a bias. V'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beso. Who's beso? Kohen Gadol brings kapara for himself and his house. Who's his house? Chazal Darshan, first Mishnah, over there in Yoma. Beso zo ishto. Why is a wife called a house? Because again, when a husband and wife are davuk to each other, when they choose to live together, right, then they can really build a home together. Not to say that a single person can't have a house, right? But I can imagine for some of us, you know, when we lived as single people and as opposed to married people, right? There's a difference. There's a difference in the way that you run your house. Think back to your dorm room and your shiva or whatever. It was maybe a little different than hopefully your bedroom today. Hopefully. Right? So when we build a house with Hashem, that means we're clinging to Hashem. Because she'ein lo beis dira klal, but God forbid, if there is no beis dira, if you don't have a bias, achar shehu yizbarach makom akol, that means that you don't have Hashem. Hashem is the place. That means if you don't have a bias, you don't have a place, that means you don't have Hashem. But who owes Hashar le bias, and you're busy making a gate to the house. You're talking about what the doorway, what color to paint the doorway, but there's nothing behind the door. So this person, again, who's filled with knowledge, but doesn't have a place to connect it, other, you know, he doesn't have a point of connection to Hashem, he stops at Chachma, and he doesn't go to Dveikus, then Chaval. Zeu Chachma Shenikra Shar. Then he has wisdom, which is a gate. Shal Yedea Chachma Mes'ala Adam Amakomo. Because just like a gate is a passageway by which one enters into, so to speak, the main place, the main room, Chachma is also a passageway. One needs to acquire, again, we emphasize Chachma seriously. Chachma HaTorah is, you know, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. We're big on Chachma. Jews are the Am of the Sefer. We're the people of the book. We take the knowledge very seriously. But it has to lead to connection to Hashem. Otherwise, you just have a gate that leads to nowhere. It's a doorway that goes nowhere. Shal Yedea Chachma Mis'ala Adem HaMakomo Madregaso Asher Yeslo Eitzel Hashem Yisbarach Asher Hu Beso. When I have Dveikus, then my doorway leads to the bias, namely the place where I will unify myself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'kach u'doma l'mi she'en lo bias, v'osa lo shar, shehu hechshar ha'bias. Again, imagine a person getting caught up in the you know, decisions about the minutiae of the house, but there's not even a structure, there's not even a house. Ki lama lo hechshar, what are you busy with all of the secondary things? Achar she'ikar ha'bias ein lo, when this person is missing the main house. So therefore, what do we see from all of this? Again, all of this is a response. This is really all one, primarily, this one Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. But it's Chazal's response to the philosophers. The philosophers who claim that as long as you have Chachma, you have access to eternity. Your mind, your ideas live on forever. And we believe that on a certain level. But only to the degree that it's actually what? That it's forging a relationship with Hashem. Harei be'eru b'chachmasam. Chazal have explained to us with their wisdom, she'achachma hu hechsher b'lvad. Chachma is not the be-all and end-all. Again, like we spoke several shiurim back, better to be a simple Jew who's mekayim Torah and mitzvos, who davens in a simple way, just says the words, you know, just says the words and reads the text and lives it in a simple way, than to be some big philosopher who's not really mekusher to Hashem. That's not the ticket to eternity, as the philosophers claimed. Where does real eternity come from? It comes from Yiras Hashem Hi Otsro. If you want to be able to store something away, an Otsro, a storehouse, if you want to be able to store something away, going back to the Pasuk in Yeshaya, after the hint of the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, right? As he explained, the Gemara explains, those are the six Sidre Mishnah, but the Pasuk says, but Yiras Hashem Hi Otsro. If you have Yiras Hashem, then you've collected something worthwhile. And if not, then again, your wheat will rot, your doorway will be nothing other than a door that leads to nothing. V'zeu amitas das Torah v'ein tzarech b'yir yoser. This is the true Torah approach, and therefore we should, and we don't really need to explain it any further. I'll just end with one Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says in Daf Ches, you should be very careful with a Talmud Chacham who forgets his knowledge. It's one of the saddest things, if you've ever seen it. You know, a person who was once, I mean, they say about Rav Soloveitchik, someone once described to me a situation when Rav Soloveitchik was getting, you know, when it was getting more difficult for him to be the Rav, that fierce, awesome Talmud Chacham and teacher that he was. Someone told me one time that they were, I don't remember what the gathering was exactly, Rav Soloveitchik was making Kiddush, and he couldn't remember the words to Kiddush. And they said it was like the most painful thing they ever saw. This was the person who like knew everything about everything, and to see him in such a, you know, in such a debilitated state was so painful. So the Gemara says in Brachos and Daf Ches, he's haru bezachin sheshachach talmudo. Be careful to have respect for a Talmud Chacham who forgot his knowledge. He doesn't remember the Torah that he once taught. Right? And what's the source for that? The broken luchos. Because in the Aron we have not only the luchos, we also have the broken luchos. However, what does it mean? What's the idea? The idea is that you're not just about the collection of your knowledge. So the Talmud Chacham, whose life was filled with Torah and mitzvahs, okay, now he's forgotten all the ideas. So what? So now he doesn't have nitzchias. He doesn't have Olam Haba. He's worthless. The Maharal explains in the Nesiv HaTorah and Perek Yud Beis, he explains that Maimer Chazal, and it's exactly what we're explaining here. At the end of the day, but his Yir HaShemayim is intact. There's unbelievable stories of people who mamish, they couldn't remember anything, but Shema Yisrael, they knew how to say. That shows that the ikar is still there. The main thing is still intact. Okay, so we should make sure, as the saying goes, we should keep the main thing. We should learn a lot of Torah. It's very important. No question that Chochmah is level 5 out of 6. We want to get there. And again, it's definitely something we believe in. But to make sure that we always take that final step towards Dveikus, towards Yirah Shemayim. Because otherwise, says the Maharal, what's it all worth? Okay? Good food for thought in the days of Yemei Ratzon, Verachamim, and the Yom Noram. To think, what's my relationship with Hashem? Not just what did I do in terms of, a mitzvah here, a mitzvah there, a little learning here, a little learning there, but what's, do I have Yirah Shemayim? Do I have Dveikus b'Hashem? That's the question. All right, so I guess Sunday we're off.